Saint Eustace and companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today we have a most interesting saint and a very fascinating story. It's one of the best of the early martyrs, and extremely interesting. And it's another story that truly makes us love our saints and the history of the saints. Saint Eustace was called Placidus before he converted and became a Christian. He was a general, in the mighty Roman army under the Emperor Trajan. And he also loved to hunt in his spare time. And one day when Saint Eustace was out hunting a deer or a stag, as some of the books say, he was out with several other men, and they saw these deer, and they started chasing them. And there was one deer that was prettier and bigger than all of the rest, and Eustace chased it. And eventually he chased it so far and so fast that he got lost from his other companions. They didn't know where he was, and he certainly didn't know where they were. He was so intent on finding his deer. Well, as he was just about to kill the deer, then our Lord appeared to him on the cross between the two antlers of the deer. It was an image of Jesus on the cross. Well, the vision stopped our saint in his tracks, and he realized this was not just some little apparition or some imagining thing, a thought in his mind, but it was a vision sent to him from heaven. And after the vision disappeared, he knelt there for hours, praying about it, praying to God. And then he went home to his wife the next day or later that night and told her all about the vision. But he knew what he had to do. He knew that God was calling him to the true faith. And so he and his wife and his two sons all converted and were baptized the very next day by the Pope, who at that time, I forget which pope it was, but he had also received a vision from Almighty God, a vision that Saint Eustace would be coming to him for baptism. And so when he saw him the next day, it did not surprise him at all. He baptized Eustace and his wife and two sons. Well, not long after that, Saint Eustace returned to the place where he saw the first vision, and God gave him one other vision and told him during this time that many sufferings were to be given to him. Well, then he went home, and only a few days later, all of it came true. Just within a few days, he lost all of his horses and his cattle. His servants all died of some sort of sickness, and he had to leave as a result of all of the stench from all of these dead animals and everything. So they left. And while he was away from home, thieves came. They broke into his house and stole not just one or two things, they stole everything that he had in his home, so that now he was completely poor. He had nothing left but his wife and his two children. So then he decided to leave the city, and they would sail into Africa. But he had no money. He couldn't pay to ride on the ship. So the captain, he was an evil man, he got the idea that, well, if you can't pay me, then I'm going to take something that's yours. And so he took Eustace's wife, and Eustace could do nothing about it. And so he got off the ship, and tears were flowing, of course, tears of sadness. But he then realized, no, I should be praying. This is God's will. And so he prayed for a while, composed himself once more, and realized it was all God's will, and bore it all with patience. So he continued on his journey with his two sons, one at either side of him. And as he was going up the road, he came to a fast-flowing river. And he realized, well, I have to cross the river, but I can't carry both of these boys at the same time. They're just too heavy. So he decided he would carry just one at a time, leaving the first one on the bank, waiting while he took the other one across the river. Well, he made it across with the first boy, and as he looked back across the river, he had just seen a lion come and pick up the son that he had left and take his son away. So he put down the son that he had just taken across the river and tried to run as fast as he could to save the other one. And just as soon as he did that, a wolf came and took his second son. And he lost, in one or two days, he lost his wife and his two boys. But again, you see, he didn't fuss and complain. Again, here it says that he just recommended them all to God, his whole family, gave them all to God's care and God's providence, and resolved that he would bear his cross patiently and without complaint. And then he went on, and to make a living for himself, he worked on a farm as a laborer until later on the Emperor Trajan called him back to Rome to fight in a war. During this war, though, you see how God's providence worked. During this war, he found, without ever expecting it, he found his wife and his two sons. They were all okay, and God gave them back to him as a reward for all of his courage in bearing the cross. Well, after the war was over, and they had won the war, Rome did, St. Eustace was told to offer sacrifice to the idols, to thank these false gods for the victory over the enemy. Well, being a Christian, he refused. He outright refused and said he wanted no part of it. And so he, with his wife and his two sons, were going to be put to death. So they were taken into the arena and put in with two very hungry lions, two starving lions. But the lions didn't do anything except frolic about beside them and rub up against them, like much like your pet cats will do sometimes when they rub against your legs and all of that. And that's all they did. And the emperor became so upset, so angry, that he said, well, fine, if the lions won't do it, I will. And he had them thrown into a furnace and a fire lit beneath it. And Eustace and his wife and his two sons were all of them roasted to death. And that is the story of St. Eustace. What's the lesson that we can learn from these wonderful saints? Well, he suffered much in his life, didn't he? But he was, you notice that every time something was taken from him, and he suffered so much, he didn't complain right away. That was his inclination. He probably wanted to complain and bicker and fight against it. But he always stopped and he prayed until finally he composed himself and realized, no, this cross that I'm going through right now is God's holy will. And I must bear it with great courage and manliness. And so he stayed patient in all of his crosses. And you should do the same thing too, children, whether someone takes a toy of yours or gets angry with you, whatever they do, some cross, something gets on your nerves, don't just fly off the handle. That's what we all want to do when we get impatient or angry or we begin worrying about something. We just want to give in to the temptation to be angry or worry. Well, why not stop yourself? Compose yourself and pray for patience, for meekness, and for the courage to bear all of your crosses as St. Eustace did. Always with patience and resignation to God's holy will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.